You know how they say you're only as good as your training? Well, that's super true when it comes to military flying. Every time you're up there, it's pretty risky. So a few times every year, just outside of places like Las Vegas in Nevada and up near Anchorage in Alaska, some of the biggest training showdowns in the world kick off. These exercises are called Red Flag, and it's where pilots and their teams get to test their skills against some of the top fighter pilots out there who play the role of the bad guys. These top pilots, known as aggressors for the Air Force or adversaries for the Navy, pretend to be enemy air forces or red air. They even go all out, painting their jets to look like the ones used by potential foes, and they mimic how those aircraft would fly in battle. That's why you might spot some US jets decked out with a red star or wearing that unique splinter camo. But it's not just a US thing. Teams from all over the world join in. The latest Red Flag event just happened in Nevada from March 11th to the 24th of this year. The US Air Force, Navy, Marine Corps, along with the Royal Netherlands Air Force, basically turned the skies over and around the Nellis Air Force Base into an epic battlefield. Now, Red Flag is pretty legendary for its use of real weapons. In Nevada, they actually drop or fire live weapons over the Nevada Test and Training Range, or NTTR for short. Now, you might be wondering, why all this focus on making things so realistic? I mean, we're talking about jets that cost millions and crews who've gone through tons of training. Why risk any of that during peacetime? Well, it turns out there's a pretty solid reason behind it. History has shown that pilots who make it through their first 10 combat missions have a much better chance of keeping safe for the rest of their careers. So Red Flag was born to sort of recreate those critical first 10 missions as closely as possible, aiming to give pilots and crews the edge they need without the actual war. Red Flag is like the ultimate mix and match in the sky, where the latest jets fly alongside the classics. Think of high-tech F-22 Raptors and F-35 Lightnings as the main playmakers or quarterbacks in a game. They're super smart, blending all sorts of sensors to spot dangers from afar, guide their teammates, and keep an eye on everything without being seen. Then you've got the veterans, like the F-16 Fighting Falcon, also known as the Viper, and the F-15 Eagle, loaded with all the missiles, bombs, and smart weapons you could ask for. But it's not all about the fighter jets. Bombers, transport planes, support aircraft, and even helicopters all get in on the action, making up complex missions that test every corner of the military. Some folks even call Red Flag the ultimate testing ground for the battles of tomorrow. And with the way the world's looking these days, this kind of intense, realistic practice is becoming more important than ever. Imagine yourself soaring through the skies in your favorite flight simulator, piloting the aircraft of your dreams. It's an experience many of us cherish, and it's made infinitely better with the right equipment. That's where VKB steps in, enhancing this immersive experience. They graciously provided me with the Gunfighter 4 Modern Combat Edition Ultimate, and asked me to share my honest, unbiased opinion, and I've been eager to share my thoughts on it. The moment you grip the Gunfighter 4, its premium quality is unmistakable. Crafted partially from metal, this joystick doesn't just look the part, it feels substantial. Yet, despite its solid build, it's balanced, not overly heavy, ensuring comfort even during extended flights. VKB has simply gone above and beyond with customization options. The joystick is equipped with an array of buttons, each awaiting your personal assignments to control your cockpit. The strategic inclusion of several hat switches, one of which is conveniently placed on the side for easy access, adds to this versatility. You even get additional hat switches that you can easily swap out with the existing ones if you want. The twist access can also be used in place of rudder pedals, if that's your thing. But that's just the beginning. The front of the stick boasts two triggers, a flip-down metal trigger for quick actions, and a dual-stage trigger for nuanced control. Up front, you have a lever which offers functionality as a brake axis or any command you choose to assign. This stick comes with a complete set of springs and cams, allowing pilots to fine-tune the stick's tension and resistance. Whether you prefer a lighter touch or a stiffer movement, adjusting the feel of the joystick to match your flying style is straightforward and rewarding. To me, this level of customization, build quality, and attention to detail underscores VKB's commitment to providing virtual aviators with the ultimate flight sim experience. As of the recording of this video, I've logged about 20 hours of sim time with the Gunfighter, and can honestly say I'd recommend it as a quality stick that will meet your sim needs for years to come. Think of Red Flag as the ultimate practice field for military planes from everywhere. It's not just about gathering a bunch of aircraft to train and pretend fight. It's also key for testing and tweaking how they fight. This is thanks to how real it all feels. The exercise has tons of space on land and in the air, and the scenarios feel like actual battles. The people planning these exercises craft situations that mirror the newest challenges pilots would face in real conditions with a near-peer opponent. Sure, running drills in a simulator or on a calm training flight is one thing, but doing those same moves when it feels like you're actually in enemy territory, with red air enemy radar on your tail and the possibility of simulated missiles coming at you, all while dropping real bombs, well, that's a whole different ballgame. So this is why Red Flag exercises are the perfect spot for pilots to both test new moves and sharpen their team skills. Pilots get to see how they hold up under some pretty intense pressure, stretching their abilities but in a safe setting. Plus, they get to practice working with a big international crew, figuring out how to sync up with other units and get a real feel for the teamwork needed in those complex missions. It's like every step of the mission, from the first briefing to the last debrief, is a chance to learn something new and get better at what they do. Even the pilots playing the bad guys in Red Air get in on the learning action. Now, bringing in forces from different countries really kicks up the value of Red Flag exercises a notch. When you're flying and training with partners from around the globe, it's like a massive brain-sharing session. Everyone swaps tips, tactics, and the tricks of the trade. This way, if there's ever a need to come together as one big team in real action, everyone's already on the same page. This is yet another reason why the F-35 has been so successful as the Joint Strike Fighter. With more and more countries adopting the Lightning, it's becoming easier to develop tactics and have entire teams of maintainers that can work on the jet, as well as pilots who can fly it and implement it in the way it should be used. And in today's world, where problems don't exactly stop at borders, being able to join forces smoothly is pretty crucial. Oh, and the unsung heroes of Red Flag? Let's talk about them, because they really deserve a spotlight. You've got the maintainers, air traffic controllers, and those flying eye-in-the-sky types like early warning aircraft such as the E-3 Sentry. They're the backbone of the whole operation, making sure those sleek jets are ready to roar and keeping the skies orderly and safe, even when it's buzzing with combat activity. The maintainers are like pit crews in a high-stakes race. Rain or shine, day or night, they're out there wrenching on the planes, fixing up anything that goes hiccup so the pilots can take off safely and do their thing. Without them, those jets are just fancy, very expensive lawn decorations. Then you've got the air traffic controllers. Imagine trying to direct a city's worth of cars through a single intersection without a single fender bender. Now make those cars jets, speeding through the sky, armed to the teeth, in exercises designed to mimic the chaos of combat. These folks are the calm voices in the pilot's ears, ensuring that everyone knows where they're going, keeping the airspace as orderly as possible in a well-choreographed ballet. And of course, there's the tanker crews that keep all these thirsty jets fueled up and zooming through the skies. Imagine this. These tanker folks are up there, cruising for hours on end, hooking up with a bunch of aircraft to give them a much-needed sip or top-off of fuel. Thanks to them, those fighter jets can spend more time doing their high-speed aerial dances without having to worry about running on empty. It's like they say, you can't kick ass without tanker gas. These tanker crews are the ones making sure the sky-high action never has to hit pause for a pit stop. I've done a video all about the KC-135. You can check it out after this one to learn the history of the jet and what tanker toad really means. I'll leave a link to that video in the description below. And let's not forget about the guys and gals in the E-3 Sentry and similar early warning aircraft. They're up there with a god's eye view of everything, making sure threats are spotted way before they can become real problems. They're like the guardians of the galaxy, but for Red Flag, making sure our side always has the advantage of knowing what's coming. In the grand scheme of things, these roles might not grab the headlines or even have videos made about them. And come to think of it, maybe I should do more videos about these unsung heroes. Let me know in the comments below. In reality, Red Flag wouldn't even get off the ground without them. They ensure the gears of this massive training machine keep turning, helping pilots train as realistically as possible while keeping everyone safe. So here's a big shout out to them, the real MVPs of Red Flag. Now, for the pilots and air crews who fly in Red Flag, the real gold is in the debriefs after each flight. That's when everyone digs into what went down, picking apart every move, choice, and result. It's the time to own up to those oops moments, give a high five for what went right, and pack in the learning. They don't just go over what happened, but dive into the nitty-gritty of why it happened, helping pilots and crews tweak and improve their game. In short, Red Flag is a whole lot more than a run-of-the-mill drill. It's like holding up a mirror to the twists and turns of today's air battles, offering a space for those who take part to push their limits, polish their skills, and come back home not just as improved pilots or crew, but as real-deal warriors ready to face whatever comes their way in the skies. As the world moves towards greater uncertainty, high-end exercises like Red Flag are essential for the US and its allies to maintain their cutting edge. Shout out to VKB for sponsoring this video by providing me with the Gunfighter Flight Stick. If you enjoyed this video, then subscribe and click the bell for notifications. If you want to go the extra mile, then you can become a channel member and directly support this channel and the content I make. Keep your eyes to the skies, and now you know. PilotPhotog.com